I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Following a burst of violence that left five people dead in the month of May alone, Hartford's Mayor Pedro Segarra held what he called a rally for peace and progress yesterday in the city's North End. A small crowd gathered in a school park just off Barber Street. There were drums, there was a guy selling food from a cart, and there were politicians, but there were other people too.
Harlan Dalton, yes, I'm priest in charge at Christ Church Cathedral, and I'm probably like everyone else here concerned about violence in the city that's so precious. There are moments in which people are much more open to seeing beyond their own self and understanding how much community matters and how much each of us is affected by what happens to someone else. So that happens in churches around baptisms and funerals and weddings, and it happens in civic life, unfortunately, around moments when there's been a raft of violence. We realize just how much we belong to one another.
Carmen Rodriguez was watching the rally from the back. She had a tattoo on her arm that said, R.I.P. Macho.
I had lost my son December 5th, 2002. He was 16 years old. He got shot in front of me.
Is he on your arm?
Yeah, that's his name.
Macho.
Carlo Macho Garcia. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, you know?
And if you could speak your mind to one of these young men who've been involved in what's been happening, what would you say?
I would say the same thing.
What's that?
Put the gun down.
The Reverend Henry Brown has long advocated against violence in the city. He's with Mothers United Against Violence. He looked at the rally with a bit of skepticism.
If you want to bring about change, you got to be in where the people are. I see a lot of people out here, man, that I guess are well-to-do. I don't see any folks out here, man, from down on the street that are living on the street, don't have a place to go. I don't see people here that don't have no food on the table. I don't see no people here. I see people that are well-to-do in our community. And the majority of them don't look like us. So that tells me, well, we're not reaching the right folks.
Nashaya Green is 19. She was holding her baby when we spoke.
I lost a friend to gun violence, you know. His name was Deion Palmer. And it hurt me. Like, I don't want to see nobody out here being shot, being killed, somebody's life being taken. That's not right. I don't want to see nobody's child, you know, being taken from their mother. And that's not right. I just feel like it needs to stop.
Pastor Sam Saylor says people need more than rallies. They need opportunity.
We lack a sense of tangible hope that we can touch. There's got to be a job close enough that we can walk to. There's got to be a job center close enough that we can get a job out of. There's got to be a place where we can go and get daycare centers and great quality schools. You have a cesspool of hopelessness, and what you get is the type of violence that you're getting.
What are we rallying for? Who are we rallying for? Where are we taking these people from? At least when Noah rallied the animals, he took them on a boat. What are we rallying them to? Where's the point of reference we're going to? Where's the door that allows them to escape from this kind of living?
And Saylor has his own pain. His son was killed by a gun.
Shane Oliver, October 20th, 2012, 20th victim in the city of Hartford.
12 people have died so far in the violence in the city. The residents gathered here at this rally were hoping that the rate of violence at the very least would slow. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.